Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV and welcome back to Doha. I am Ross Chanley, joined by Tom Dutton again today for this one. We know we've both wrapped up today because it's not all glamorous, it's raining today.
Yeah, it's been raining all day.
Only rained 2 days a year.
Yeah.
Yesterday and the day before.
When all the Liverpool fans come over, I think we bring the weather with us.
Yeah, be fine, don't worry about it. So quite a bit to get through today. Obviously Liverpool played Aston Villa yesterday, or the other youngsters played yesterday. Not so much a news topic, but I think it's quite important to say that, you know, we missed the first half because we were coming back from the Flamengo game at the time, Tom. And in general, everything that I've seen, despite the result, despite everything that happened last night, has been really positive for these youngsters.
Yeah, we obviously found a restaurant to watch the game in, and we got to see some of the highlights and some of the football that they were playing. No, Elliot really stood out. I mean, if you want to see the fallout, Paul and Chris have got you covered with all that stuff. But I think it is a credit to them. They've come up against a Premier League side there going pretty much full strength, and for them to go out there and create chances, I'm a bit gutted they didn't get a goal, to be honest with you. Yeah. But we spoke about this the whole time, is that yes, they were probably going to get battered, but if they could get some semblance of like positivity about it, and I think they can. Yeah. I think you can take positives from that performance, and if anything, it's just going to further your career.
Yeah, for me the best bit is being 4-0 down at half time. It isn't great.
Yeah,
but it's obviously how you react to that. And like, they could have easily, you know, just capitulated and not had the mental capacity to go, actually, we're just going to get battered by another 4 or 5 goals here. And I think it was helped. You know, there's a report that's come out today. You know, the Klopp was watching. He sent a message at half time. He said, Neil Critchley said, we had some information at half time from the manager. It was to keep playing the way we were playing, keep being brave. He was out watching with the staff and the players. I'm sure we did proud.
Yeah.
That's good. That if you're one of the youngsters and you just come in and you're 4-0 down at half time, you're going, bloody hell, it's like, that was hard, that. But then, like, you know, thousands of miles away, like Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp's watched you go, actually just carry on what you're doing.
Well, that's the thing, is there's been a lot of jokes that Jurgen Klopp doesn't care about this competition, and it's not true. He would have, like, obviously he was watching it, obviously he cares. It's just there's the Club World Cups here, and he had to make a decision, and that decision was to play the youngsters there. And I think you're exactly spot on, is they'll be made up to know that Jurgen Klopp does care and he is watching, and they'll have gone out there second half and gone, oh, well, if he's watching, I still need to perform. I need to carry on going, because it's more about the mentality after that. Yeah. In terms of, you go out there and, like you say, Klopp saying keep going, it's what this Liverpool side's been doing all season long.
Yeah, and they'll learn from it, which is something that I think everyone's pretty much said,
yeah,
knowing it was going to be the kids playing that game. Three of those, Tom, will be flown out to Qatar today. Cuevin Kelleher, Kian Hoover and Seth Vandenberg are all going to join up with the squad today.
Elliot's been left. And
Elliot's been left behind, yeah, despite putting in a great performance, but it's obviously pre-planned what they're going to do. I'm not entirely sure whether those players can actually play, but they can certainly join with the training.
Yeah, I don't think they can, but in terms of an experience coming over, seeing Qatar and seeing the Club World Cup, it's been like, we were there last night.
Yeah.
It's a really nice stadium with a really nice setup. It's gonna be loud, hopefully with the Liverpool fans. You just want to see it all. You want to be able to experience that, and I think it'll be invaluable to these the three players going over.
And for next year, when we come back,
exactly,
and win it again,
of course.
A little bit of team news ahead of tonight. So obviously, Virgil van Dijk didn't train on Monday. So I think it was a bit of cause for concern for some fans. But obviously, Klopp is pretty much pressing. He said no, he's fine. Basically, they have to manage people. And I think this is something that we spoke about yesterday. If, you know, he's played a lot of football, when does he get his rest?
Yeah,
we're already short on centre halves as it is. So to give him his rest and obviously know that he's going to be fine and he should be playing tonight is again encouraging.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we spoke about it mainly yesterday, but I think, yeah, you want to see your best players getting on the pitch, and if that means resting them for a training session here and there, just purely to give them that day off, to give them that little bit of break. I think Van Dijk's been booted a few times and he gets back up and carries on. He's massive for this team, like I said yesterday, and I really do want to see him go out there and put out a dominant defensive performance, because if we do that, then let our attack do the business. It's a staple of what Liverpool can do, just defend well. We haven't done it too much this season, to be fair, but last season it was exactly what we did.
And one other person, obviously, is Gini Wijnaldum, obviously got injured against Watford.
Yeah.
It's not a serious first thought, his injury, so he's fine in that sense, but he's been probably ruled out for the game tonight. Again, probably just a precaution, getting fit. We have other options, so you don't necessarily need to come and put him through it again, do you?
No, I think it is a blow, though, for me, because he's been so consistent in that midfield, just going about his job really, really well. And not just that, he's a good player to, okay, we need someone to drop into the six, especially with Fabinho not being there with an injury as well. You need someone to drop there, and we need to change the shape a little bit. Gini can play all over the place. Gini could play left wing if you needed him to. That's the thing, he's such a versatile player and so valuable in terms of his consistency, that it is a blow. But again, I think he should be able to play the final if we do get there, I think. So it is one of them. We can get through it. Jordan Henderson in the midfield, and then Oxlade-Chamberlain and maybe a Naby Keita in there. Yeah, very attacking.
Just answered my next question, but I'll ask you guys as well, what sort of squad you go for tonight, because I'm not sure. Part of me says go full strength, but also I think you can afford to rotate some players in, but I don't want the risk of rotating players in and then, God forbid, getting knocked out.
What's your midfield?
I would go Hendo, Milner, Keita.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about Milner, actually. It's hard because you change formation. You change to the Hendo,
Milner.
I say
that's midfield at the minute, Tom. We could put any three in there at the minute and be fine.
Well, that's the thing. I think, look, we can't underestimate Monterrey at all, but having watched the Flamengo and Al Hilal,
It was Al Hilal and Flamengo last night.
Yeah, so I think having looked at the quality of that, we are definitely better than all the teams in there. Flamengo are the best team, but apart from us, we're better than them looking at that game. So I think whatever we put out there, if we put the same team out that played against Everton, we beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So a heavily rotated side isn't the end of the world.
Two players that I will play, Milner I've already mentioned,
because,
and I'll explain mine in a second, and Divock Origi.
Okay.
Because I discovered this morning that Funes Mori plays for Monterrey.
Ooh. Keep Divock Origi as far away from him as possible. No, yeah, he'll rip him, obviously. But then Bobby can rip him.
Yeah.
All right, bring Origi on at the end.
There you go.
To compound the misery later on.
So we'll have you covered, all the post-match content on the main main Red Men YouTube channel for all that stuff. So go and check that out later.
I can't wait, Ross. I can't wait.
Just say, yeah, saying it's amazing. The atmosphere is going to be really good as well.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're here for the big news. Minamino, Paul Joyce dropping more bombs this morning. It was quite pleasant to wake up to this morning. Oh, okay. Cheers, Paul. Takumi Minamino said to have medical at Liverpool today. Barno Hitches, he would join from Red Bull Salzburg on January 1st and land his first game. And his first game could be the FA Cup tie versus Everton.
Fantastic.
Emulating a certain Mr. Virgil van Dijk when he came on, did the business. So
imagine. That would be great. Good. I'm made up with this. Obviously, it came out of nowhere. We were reporting it the other week. Came out of nowhere, Minamino. Obviously, we've been playing him and we'd seen him, but apparently it goes even further back. It predates all these games.
Yeah.
We've been looking at him for a long time. And the fact that we got the deal done so quickly. And then to just hear that, like, we're getting him in for certain, and his first game could be Everton. That's a big game for him to come into.
And knock them out.
And I think he could be really instrumental in doing that, in terms of, like, Duncan Ferguson doesn't know who Minamino is.
No.
He doesn't know who he is. He'll look at some tapes, of course he will, like the professional football teams, but, like, I don't even know what he's going to be like in our system, so how are opposition teams going to be looking at it?
It could very well be that Ancelotti's there by then.
That's true.
That is dragging out slightly, isn't it?
Yeah. Just like the stadium.
Yeah. There you go. Right. We'll wrap it up there. We'll have more news, more post-match content. Go on, sorry, Tom.
Well, are you, like, just on Minamino. Where do you think he comes into this team? Say he comes in against Everton, at what position? I'll ask everyone else, leave it in the comments. In what position would you play him? Do we change formation there and play him along the back line in the 10?
I think you play a 4-2-3-1.
Okay.
And I think he plays the 10.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But like Naby Keita did the other week, and it was pretty much just kind of free roam role. Go and support who you need to go and support. Bring energy where you need to go and do it. You know, he's got the energy that Bobby's got, and I think it'll help Bobby a lot as well. Yeah. The fact that if he can get a break, and you're replacing that energy, that press, you know, that Bobby has, but also getting more out of Bobby by letting him have a rest as well.
Well, here's another one then. Do we play him? Again, your thoughts in the comments. Do we play him? We've seen this with Robbo once he came in, Fabinho obviously came in. Give these players a lot of time to learn the system and learn the ways. Do we put them in and risk it not working? Or do we just go, like Virgil van Dijk, no, you're going to come in and
I don't think he comes in and starts every game, but I think if you go for the FA Cup, I think again that's one where you can afford to have some sort of rotation.
Against Everton though? Ancelotti's Everton?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I don't know, I think he's good enough. So you don't replace
Alan Kerbishley's Everton.
No.
Sorry, I'm just trying to stick the knife in. There's no Evertonians watching anyway, so I don't know why I'm doing it.
I think he's good enough.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, again, you know, your midfield, you can put Keita Chamberlain in that midfield as well.
Yeah.
It's fine. You need to rotate players. You need to have a rest. I get what you're saying about the system, but you're not... People that have taken time are the likes of Fabinho, who's a starter every game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Minamino's necessarily going to be that.
No. He might be an Adam Lallana, an upgrade from Adam Lallana.
Yeah.
Be fair enough.
Yeah. So there we go. Game later, Liverpool play Monterrey. Cannot wait for that one.
Cannot wait for that
player
game.
Ratings, match reaction, instant match reaction, all coming later on.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow in Qatar with some more news for you. Hopefully Minamino will have signed his deal and be loads of pictures and stuff doing the rounds.
It's going to be great.
We'll all be happy, and Liverpool will be in the final of the World Club Cup.
I really hope we are now that you've said that.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.